Welcome back, folks, to the Out of This World Voyager podcast. We got here another neat concept to talk about, including Mars's importance for exploration and humanity's future. If that sounds interesting to you, stick around. I'm your host, Troy, and let's blast off. First off, why Mars? Well, Mars has been at the forefront of imagination for centuries, if not thousands of years, whether it be the interpretation of a god to the space adventure movies of the early 1900s. Mars has always had an influence in human society in one way or another, so just like the moon, it only makes sense for the next step to be landing man on the celestial body. But Earth's infatuation with the red planet doesn't stem from nowhere, of course. Learning about the red planet and studying it may also prove beneficial to understanding our own world's history, evolution, and what to avoid in the future. Mars could also potentially be heavily resource-rich, while still posing as is easily the most Earth-like of our sister planets, with even a possibility of water in its past. The prospect of water on Mars is exciting for scientists, as all life as we know it came from water. Although this sounds great, most scientists and experts place a potential launch date a decade or two away, either in the 2030s or 40s, and for some pretty understandable reasons too. Just like any large project, funding and interest play a huge role, and getting it off the ground, and with a lack of funding, it simply can't be done. And with the President Biden and Congress not showing interest in the project, it doesn't seem like more funding is coming anytime soon. But once the appropriate funding has been achieved to get the ball rolling, future problems will still have to be solved. But once funding has been achieved, the astronauts have to face their own set of challenges. These three main challenges include, but are not limited to, the microgravity of space, overexposure to radiation, and of course, like any adventure, food and water. The former of the three causes bone weakness and deformation, while also weakening and shrinking the muscles, form your body not needing to use either. This problem could be solved from either exercising every day on the Earth's few-month-long trek to Mars, and on the red planet itself, which has a gravity a third of Earth's, while overexposure to radiation could quite possibly be the biggest threat, as cancers could easily develop if not warded off. Using shielding made out of water has been described to help the astronauts' capsule in space. But on Mars, the crew will either have to head underground or develop radiation shielding for the future colony. Lastly, oxygen has been on another big blight on the project. With Mars only having 0.13% of its atmosphere comprised of oxygen, there is no way an astronaut could breathe under this. This is compared to Earth's 21%. However, a plan to convert Mars's CO2-rich atmosphere to breathable oxygen has yet been explored, but the most feasible way would probably be using ice from the polar ice caps of Mars and converting it to oxygen and hydrogen, the latter of which can also be used as rocket fuel. Despite all these issues, when the time comes and we've landed humans on Mars, the question becomes, what's next? Well, just like any frontier, it needs to be studied and examined. Rock and soil examples can tell us a lot about the planet, like its previous geological activity and why it may have stopped, but also other things, like changes in the atmosphere and past distribution of possible liquid water. Scientists think in the past, Mars could have held water. In looking at rock compositions, we could possibly see how Mars lost it and how Earth can prevent it happening on our own world. Mars also held a thicker atmosphere than it does today, so understanding how it disappeared along with its magnetosphere can be very beneficial to understanding the planet's history and evolution. Speaking of history, hopefully these upcoming missions will have an everlasting impact on history and society in much the same way the Apollo 11 mission did in 1969 with recognition worldwide. Just getting to Mars is hard enough, but getting humans there will be its task outright. This challenge will forever be in history books for all mankind to enjoy and further encourage a spark of imagination, the same imagination that forges more astronauts and scientists for perhaps even further progress in the frontier called space. Well, wasn't that something? I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Voyager podcast. If you have any questions or more information for us, leave a comment down below. By the way, next week, the team and I are ending the line for eligible purchases at our online store. So if you want to pick up a Voyager podcast branded t-shirt, now's the time. Anyway, if you liked what you heard, make sure you leave a like and subscribe. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and I'll see you on the next Out of This World episode.